Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in God's Word. Today we're in verse 73. We read, "Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, I may learn your commandments." So as we start today, we moved into a new section that begins with the Hebrew letter Jod, the small letter referred to by Jesus when he said, "Truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no ways pass for the law till all be fulfilled." And of course, that's Matthew 5:18. Such is the integrity of God's word in the original autographs. Not only is every book, every chapter, every verse, every word, every letter inspired, but even the smallest letter is put in a place by God and kept there by the same omnipresence, omniscience, genius that keeps the stars in the sky. This little letter of the alphabet begins every verse of the stanzas, introduced to us a very, very big subject. The psalmist is going to sing about God's hand, God's heart, and God's help. So what we like to take a look at, first of all, is the Lord's hand. And certainly in verses 73 through 75, we see this. As the psalmist looks at God's hand from three points of view. And first of all, we see in Psalm 73, where he talks about how the Lord's hand in making us. He knew he was not, the psalmist knew that he was not the end product of some blind force of chance. He was sure that the Lord had a real part of creating him. As we read earlier, he says, "Thy hands had made me and fashioned me." The best work, the work that displays the most tender loving care, is work done by a hand. A machine may turn something out faster and faster as you go into factories. They just are able to pump things out. You know, sometimes when we're shopping, we see a little sign that's in the window and says, "Materials in here handcrafted." Can you picture that? Can you imagine that you've been handcrafted? You've been made by the hand of God. Certainly, in creation, God simply spoke words into space. Billions of worlds sprang up, certainly within the universes that we're able to look out and see, as they paint for us such a broad understanding of God's handiwork as you look at the heavens during the night. You know, what is so beautiful is he just simply spoke that into existence, as Genesis 1 records what's known as God's first 10 commandments, where he said in Genesis chapter 1, he says, "Let there be light," and there was light. He says, "Let there be atmosphere," and there was atmosphere. "Let there be water to be gathered to one place, and let the earth bring forth grass, and let there be two great lights. Let the waters bring forth abundantly. Let the earth bring forth a living creature. Let us make man in our image and be fruitful and fill the earth. Behold, I've given you fruit." But when it came to making a man, however, God did more than to speak. It was one set I've read where it talks about he rolled up his sleeve and he got right into it as he got his hands right into the red clay of Eden, and he fashions man's body by hand. Man was something special. He was set aside from the rest of creation. The making of man called for craftsmanship. It was God's hand at work. He made man with his own hands. And Jesus came, and he demonstrated again to perform miracles. He needed just to speak. He spoke, remember in the story there in Mark where he spoke to the raging sea out there in the Sea of Galilee, and he just simply said, "Peace, be still," and there was still. As he also spoke one word to the man that was demon-possessed and how he was delivered, and all the demons were cast into the swine there in Gennesaret. Some also, you know, look at Jesus, how what he did with his hands, how the touch of Jesus. He touched a leper and he was changed. He touched a daughter of Jairus who was brought back from death to life. And thus it was he made clay also, and he anointed the blind man's hand with just simply by the touch of Jesus. The psalmist says, "Thy hands had fashioned me." Have you ever thought about that? To say that we are a result of a chance, you know, just, you know, as the evolutional, you know, thinking of the day, how people look back, that it was just by random chance that we came into existence. Well, the psalmist says it was actually not by random chance, but rather by the thought of God. If you ever created anything, if you ever designed anything, or if you went to maybe you're a seamstress and you want to sew something for somebody, it takes time, it takes thought, it takes effort as you lay it out, the pattern and what you want to do. There's a handiwork of the seamstress. How much more is the handiwork has been upon your life? We also see here is that then too, the psalmist was sure that the Lord had a real purpose in creating him. He simply said in the second part of verse 73, "Thy hands had made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I might learn thy commandments." I hope that if you have a chance, if you're reading along in your Bible, that you would underline the word "me" in this verse. Thy hands had made me. They had fashioned me. Give me understanding that I might learn thy commandments. Our most important task in life should be to discover why God has made us. Each human being, each person upon the face of the earth is a unique individual. Never before, never again will there be another one like us. Just like you get one shot at a snowflake. Each one is so unique. It's so amazing. It says there's no blades of grass that are alike, no two snowflakes that are identical. It's also certain no two human beings are alike. God has a sovereign will for my life. Paul could say that he was separated in his mother's womb for the work of the gospel. And he also, Annas that told Paul that he was a chosen vessel. And you too are a chosen vessel. Our prayer should be, "Lord, give me understanding that I might learn thy things. Oh God, help me to learn. Help me to understand the things that you would have me to do. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Please, oh dear Lord, give us all understanding that we might learn your commandments. Even this day, you truly have been uniquely made by God. You're precious in the eyes of the Lord. This day, if you're feeling, you know, like, wow, I'm just not, you know, living up the way I should be. I'm not, you know, unique in a sense where you feel down. You feel like, you know, that you're not quite cutting it. Just remember this thing, that God loves you so much that he fashioned you. He created you as you are. And he loves you, and he wants to bless your day and give you that fulfilled, great life that only he can give. If you're feeling empty, maybe you're feeling displaced, ask God to fill you even right now and seek to know the things that he would have you to do. And you find that out as you pray, as you wait upon him, and as you study God's word. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.